Paul was given the revelation of the gospel. It isolated him from the other apostles who had added faith in Jesus Christ to their Judaism. His calling as apostle legitimized him with the other apostles. But his calling and his message came to him because he offered himself as servant to Jesus Christ. Note that the gospel is the gospel of God. Since God is a spirit, the Holy Spirit, the gospel is the gospel of the Holy Spirit. But the gospel is referred to as the gospel of Jesus Christ in Romans 15:19, Romans 15:29, 1 Corinthians 9:12, 1 Corinthians 9:18, 2 Corinthians 2:12, 2 Corinthians 4:4, 2 Corinthians 10:14, and others. This only appears as a contradiction to those who differentiate between God, the Father, and the Son. When we understand that God is a Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of Christ Jesus, we understand that the gospel is about the Spirit, soul, and body of God, which is manifested in Christ Jesus.